In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ready to rock?
Ready to rock. Me and Mick are going to B&Q later. Wild Friday.
What are you getting there? Like glue and bits?
We need some nails. We need a flower pot. We're going to pop into the big Currys and see about a TV.
See a man about a TV. That's some real country living you're doing. Get busy living or get busy dying.
It's Friday night and I'm alive. Down to B&Q. My sister rang me the other day and I was like, I'm just walking into B&Q. And she's like, do you live there? Every time I talk to you in B&Q, I was like, oh, there's a McDonald's.
There's a McDonald's? Oh, because it's like an industrial park.
It's a real American mall setup.
That's where dreams go to die, isn't it? You going in with a hammer.
All right, boys.
Hello, boys. Excuse me, ladies.
Saddle up. Coming through.
If you pointed, you a load of men being like, sorry, ladies. While you ladies are yammering,
don't mind me
doing some DIY. Mick, get the trolley. I'll meet you in the nail section. Pulling up your jeans. Put Mick in the child section of the trolley. Yeah, yeah. Well, you dandies are here talking about your ladder work. I'll be in the flower pot section. Mick, meet me there. That's my new favourite ruse.
Oh.
So.
Oh, that really, really soothes my soul. Woo! Yes! Let's go.
Hello! I wish you didn't say that thing about being cute.
I'm actually gone.
Hello and welcome back to House of Gossip with me, Sophie Lyons, and your favourite construction worker, Clara Kavanagh, coming to you live from London on a Friday afternoon. We'll hopefully be hitting your ears on a Tuesday morning on your commute or whatever you're doing. House of Gossip is your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment brought to you by these two cowgirls. Yeehaw, rat and pony. How are you, Clara?
I'm great. Yes, I was just off the site here now.
Let's get right into it because I'm excited to chat. Tell me what your J'adore to test is.
My J'adore, now I recommended it last week. I watched one of the episodes on my lunch break earlier and I was in bits. So I Kissed a Boy, BBC iPlayer, Danny Minogue hosting, first gay reality love TV show of its kind. It's just Love Island, but gay. One of the people in the show told his coming out story. I know I was at a pub quiz last night and, you know, a bit hungover today, so a bit tender and might have needed like a hangover cry. But my oh my, did that story cut me so deep. It was just the most lovely, tender story. And like, he was really nervous about coming out and he'd had a real like working class East London dad. And then the dad finds out that he's gay. He said he was like working in a shed and he heard like tires screech and he was like, oh my God, my dad's found out, like he's going to punch me, like he's going to kill me, and not kill me, but like he's going to give out to me. And his dad's like, oh my God, I think I'm going to well up again. God, this highs and lows of this episode and we're only like 5 minutes in. But his dad like burst open the door and he was like, my heart like fell out my bum. And then he was like, I've never been, oh my God. He was like, I've never been more proud of you. And it was just like the most, you know, you just hear all those like lovely stories. That's why I love this show so much. To hear everyone's walk of life stories. It's so wholesome and everything is like so normalized. It's a great like beacon of just gay culture and like normalizing everything that is just like everyone would just so much more embrace. And it just makes me feel so happy about the world. Aww. And It's just the best show ever. And I started it on Monday and I'm finished it now.
How many episodes are there?
9. I need to watch the I'm watching the reunion episode after B&Q. I'm dying for the goss. But I've finished like the series.
Oh, isn't that nice you got that out of a TV show?
Just a lovely, heartwarming show with just such lovely, gorgeous people. It was great.
Oh.
Wow. What are you looking for your statistic?
Mine sounds really stupid now. I had a few, but then I didn't want to go on a negative about the cold weather.
Oh.
So I'll move it. We just won't talk about it. I'll move it.
But it's sunny, but it's cold.
I didn't want to say this, but you've made me say it.
Yeah,
reason it's so cold is because there's Arctic winds blowing over. So we're getting the frost. That's the reason it's so cold. I'm never this pale this time of year. I didn't want to talk about it. You brought it up. I'll move on to my j'adore. My j'adore is, oddly enough, I don't love supporting massive corporations. I try to steer clear of Amazon, etc. Because, you know, just the big guy and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm, the man.
But I love coffee. It's my thing. I spend a lot of money on it. But there's something in our society that says even one takeaway coffee a day is frivolous. Mm. And there's your down payment. I don't like that form of thinking anyway, but like that's what...
No. And it's not true.
No, it's not true. And that's what gives me a little bit of a jump in my morning. However, I was getting one a day. It went up to 2. But then myself and my friend Jordan were doing it where we would try a new place every day for fun.
Okay.
And it was going well. We were rating, reviewing, subscribing, etc. And then I realized the other day that we no longer were enjoying it. And it wasn't as fun as it used to be. So I put a stop to it. I renewed my Pret subscription. And I'm already feeling the benefit of it. £30 a month, up to 5 hot beverages a day.
A day?
And I think, is it 10 or 15 or 20% off food? I wouldn't really be doing the food. Although I did get Jordan and I a cookie there. Yesterday, the dark cookies. Whew.
I love their hot wraps.
Yeah, oh, delicious food. But I'm sort of taking the control back into my hands because there was a lot of money flying everywhere for the coffees. And then they stop tasting good when you have them all the time. They stop being as delicious as they are because you're just used to it and you're like, oh, this is my day today. So I'm drinking really gross coffee, but it's cheap.
But 30 quid a month is great.
Yeah, routine of going for coffee, going around the corner, getting a bit of fresh air, window shopping.
But you know what I always forget at summertime is iced coffees. Yum.
Oh, well, that's kind of what I was like saying. Like, that means I could get a few iced coffees a day when it finally gets hot.
Yeah.
I mean, why I have to reel in my spending, I'm not really sure. This fucking commercialist society, but sure. You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, quite literally, because the cookies in Pret are really good.
And you've cracked the code on getting loads of coffees every week with paying 30 quid a month. Like, that's so cheap.
So, sorry for subscribing to a huge corporation, but the coffee is on tap. Slay. Now, Clara.
Yes.
Into the main meaty subjects. What do you have for me this week?
I think we're both bringing women to the table this week that I wouldn't mind hearing your opinion on and dissecting, mulling, chewing the fat on. What do we think of Anne Hathaway? Are you a Hatha hater?
No, I'm not. I understand why people think she's annoying. I think she went through a phase of being very... it's almost like she's so genuine about stuff and thankful and all that kind of stuff that you're like, oh, shut up and get real. And I think that's why she annoyed people. But no, I'm not a Hatha hater. I think everyone who works there loves her.
Yeah, I find her, I think as we're like 10 years on or 11 years on from when she won that Oscar and was like peak annoying. So she's got this new movie coming out on Amazon Prime called The Idea of You, which is based on a book. It's got your man from Mary and George in it playing the kind of Harry Styles character. And then she plays the kind of older, it's a romance story about it, kind of like a cougar relationship. The author said it's not about Harry Styles, but it's basically like, say, Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles kind of age range because they wanted a cougar. But then it's like Anne Hathaway's only 40. Like she turned 40 when they were filming it, Whereas like the producer was in, where was it, like the Daily Mail, saying that like, oh, we immediately thought of Sandra Bullock. And like, I just feel like with Anne Hathaway, because she looks so good.
She ages backwards.
But she's such a Benjamin Button. So like, I don't believe her as a 40-year-old. Like, they look like a normal couple. Like, in the trailer, she's like, I'm just too old for you. And it's like, you look fucking banging.
Well, do you remember, was it Reese Witherspoon said she hit 35 and people were like,
yeah,
just find something else, basically.
Don't they always get, like, a 6-year-old woman playing 45-year-old's mother? You know, it's like they always cast, like, older men in younger roles, but they never cast women in younger roles. They always cast them in older roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on the she's been on the press circuit, our Anne. She's also said, sorry, P.S., that Princess Diaries 3 is like really in the making.
Stop.
Yeah, they're like, they're nowhere near like filming or whatever, but she's like, oh, the talks are like deep, which is very pleasing to hear. Okay, so we had like the 2011 Oscars that she hosted with James Franco. I think she's described herself now that she said like, oh, I was like slightly manic and like a hyperactive cheerleader on screen. Like, I can understand why like people hated me.
Mm-hmm.
But then 2 years later, she wins Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild and the Oscar.
Is that for Les Mis?
For Les Mis. Do you know that they recorded that whole film and it's live singing?
Yeah, I did.
Which is insane. Like, I rewatched her I Dreamed a Dream. And it's so good. Obviously, you deserve the Oscar.
Haunting.
I think like now, obviously, she's in her 40s. She's in her 40s. She's mellowed out a lot. She obviously, like, she's done a bit of an image rehaul, which we'll get to. But just, I definitely was a Hatha hater back in like the 2013. Because like, I don't want to hate her now and I do feel a bit bad. But like, there are sometimes like in the Golden Globe speech, she was holding the award and she goes, thank you for this lovely blunt object that I will forevermore use as a weapon against self-doubt. It's just too much. It's so sickly sweet. And it's like,
it's like she's so genuine that you're like, say something real.
And she goes, when she gets the Oscar, I had to rewatch the Oscar speech for the Les Mis. And she gets on stage and she looks at the Oscar and she goes, she goes, it came true.
Oh, no.
It's just like, oh, Anne Hathaway.
It's because she's so sincere. It's so sincere that it's not sarcastic, clearly. But you're like, oh, come on. Like, say something. You know, like you kind of love when they swear. And they're like, what the fuck am I doing here? And you're like, go on.
Go on. Because the year that she won was also the year that Jennifer Lawrence won and when she fell up the stairs. So you have like...
Lest us forget.
I know. But like people got... It's interesting how people have gotten sick of the two of them and then they've both had to go away to come back. But like at the time, everybody loved Jennifer Lawrence and she was, you know, interrupting red carpet interviews, she was photobombing, she was falling up the stairs and everyone was like, oh my God, she's just so lovely and genuine. And then Anne Hathaway probably was being really genuine and sincere, but it was just coming across as like, you're really living your moments. Like, it was just so cringe or something. I don't know.
It comes across as so sincere that it's like, it's a part that she's playing.
Yeah.
It came true.
Everything just seemed really rehearsed or something.
Yeah.
So in the Vanity Fair article she did, it was at the end of March. And like she was saying that like directors loved her for roles and were booking her, but wanted to book her, but they wouldn't hire her because of all this baggage of everyone hating her and like this toxic identity she had online.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But she did say that in the Vanity Fair article that she did at the end of last month, she was saying that how thankful she was to Christopher Nolan because he hired her for Interstellar. And that was like at the peak of everyone saying no to her. So that kind of did help like shift the image, but she's definitely had some like complete overhaul. Like she's all the clothes she's wearing are really cool. We were talking about a few weeks ago, she's with Versace now, so she looks totally different. Like her face looks amazing, but like, so I mean more like her appearance. And then now obviously she's matured, but she's kind of poking fun at herself and like getting in on the joke. Like she said in the article, it was like, everyone can agree that I have the personality of a vegan. Which I thought was very
God, good. That's very,
very self-aware.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's like, insane media training, or is it like she's just kind of grown up?
I think it's a mix of the two. So say if she's 41 now, say she was like 28, 29 back then. So maybe it's just like the giddiness and it came true. She's like a weird like theatre freak, or like back then, you know, or theatre geek.
Did you ever see her on that Graham Norton show and she was on with Lena Dunham?
Oh, go on.
They weren't on together, but they like were fawning over each other. And at one point, Graham was talking to another guest and the whole thing got interrupted because Anne Hathaway was cold and Lena Dunham was like putting her arm around her. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so cold. And like interrupted the whole thing.
Oh.
And I, you know, when that happens in social situations, when someone annoying interrupts something because of something like that, you're like, would you get a clue? Get a clue. You're on a talk show on TV. You know, muster it up. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're not going to freeze to death. And also, like, you're interrupting the flow of a huge production with a live audience.
Also, you're interrupting the other guest. Yeah. Like, the one who's come on for their piece of press.
Back to me.
But in saying that, I really like Anne Hathaway. Wait, can we talk about the video you sent me?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I think everyone has seen this video. I won't put it in the show notes. But there was one video where she was in Italy and it just shows you like she's come so far and her image, you know, the rebranding or whatever work her and her PR team are doing, or and also coupled with like getting older and not being as enthusiastic about everything. But there's this video where she's like, all the fans, Italians, are trying to like get close to her. And she's like, amore, amore, calma, calma, I cannot.
Calma.
Calma. And it's so passive aggressive and condescending. It's insane. So it's just like my half a haterness were just all reignited then and there. Because it was like, and she was like, I cannot I cannot take a picture with all of you. Calma, amore, amore. But I will do my best. It's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, she turns into a European. She's like, I will not take photos with you. Calma.
But if you
I will stand here and you can take photos. Okay, calma.
No.
Gas video all the same.
Yeah, but like what self-respecting A-lister does that? No, like... Or no, what?
Well,
like,
see, some people would be like that sound because the fans want the pick.
But get your bodyguard to do that. I just think, do you really think like Angelina Jolie or like who's a good, like Brad Pitt is a bit toxic, but he's not going to be like, please stand back and give me my space. Meryl Streep wouldn't do that. Emily Blunt wouldn't do that. You'd just be like, hi, get your bouncer to do that for you and then just kind of smile and do what you can, like.
But I suppose this is probably the nice thing because they want a photo, no?
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying get your busybody to do it for you.
To talk for you.
Yeah, not none of this calma more.
Well, I'm glad she did it purely because that video is great.
It is fantastic. And I feel like with Anne Hathaway, because she's not like, say in Devil Wears Prada, right? I always remember Stanley Tucci said to Dolly Alderton on that Love Stories podcast she did years ago.
Oh, I've listened to it so many times.
And what he said about her was he was like, in Devil Wears Prada, he played a really funny character. Emily Blunt like stole the show. And then Meryl Streep obviously have all these amazing lines. Whereas Anne Hathaway's character just kind of reacts. So like after that film, even though she starred in it, nobody talked about her performance because her character was kind of just the absorber of all the funny characters.
The world. That's very true.
Good old Stanley Tucci bringing it home with the theories. Her charisma isn't very magnetic. It's very, I don't know, it's not very endearing or something.
It's not relatable.
Yeah, so I don't know. I wish her well in the comeback. I think she's a great actress. It's just she's one of those kind of Marmite characters where I definitely am to half a hater anymore, but like I am a bit of a, oh, spare me with your commas.
I have a question. This band in this new movie is called August Moon and they have a full Instagram page. Is that a faux Instagram page to promote the movie?
Let's light Google that, shall we? No, originally a fictional boy band created. However, it's been adapted to a film. The five boys who made up the band are in a movie have released their music and created social media accounts IRL. Yeah, they are a real band. The Five Boys,
they are a real
who
band.
Make up the boy band in the movie, have released their music and created social media accounts IRL as August Moon.
Was that though after the movie they've decided to be a band?
Yeah, since adapting it to the film.
That's a bit meta, is it? That's weird.
We're using this to launch a band. Interesting. I don't really understand the age range of that film because it's meant to be like boy band with cougar. And I think Anne Hathaway looks so good. And is he meant to be like 25? He looks kind of older. They kind of just look like, I don't think that it's a believable big age gap. You know, she's like, oh, I'm so old. It's like, no, you're not. You're fucking stunning. So, I don't know.
Will you be watching the movie?
Yeah, probably, actually, yeah. On a nice Sunday, I think so, with some spaghetti, some pasta, some Italian vibes, and yeah, I might just sit down.
Do you watch those kind of movies with your boyfriend?
No, God, no, he wouldn't dream of watching an Anne Hathaway film, no way.
Would you ask him?
No. I've gotten Bridesmaids out and Mean Girls.
Wow.
So that's great. I'll take my wins. So I wouldn't push it with an Anne Hathaway film.
Galma, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
What are your thoughts on girls asking their boyfriends to watch really girly things?
Do you mean like Housewives or Drag Race?
Yeah, or just like a real girly rom-com.
So if I wanted Mick to watch something really shit and trashy, I'd have to wait till like a Sunday white wine hangover. Then he's putty in my hands. But otherwise, no, I'll take to the bed and watch something on my own.
As in otherwise, no, you wouldn't even try? Or otherwise, no, he won't do it?
I just wouldn't even try because I know he won't do it. Now, he will watch Maths. He's a new nickname, Mickey Maffey, because he gets so into it. And it helps because we have a WhatsApp group and there's other boyfriends and husbands in there. So, you know, the WhatsApp chat is great and then everyone's kind of bitching and gossiping and that's fab. But that's kind of as far into the trash. And Traitors, but like Traitors is actually good.
That's not girly though.
No, Maths is the girliest thing. What do you think?
I've had men in my life be like, yeah, we can watch Housewives.
Wow.
And I've never asked.
Are you like, did I hear that right?
Like, I'm never like, can we watch some Housewives? I'm like, that is strictly girly time. Like, I'd never make a guy watch that. Never. The same, similar thing was like, oh, we can watch the new Kardashians if you like. And I was like, oh, no, that's weird. And it happened last night again. Oh, do you want to turn on Real Housewives? And I was like, no.
That's my own time.
Also, I'd be uncomfortable being like looking at you, looking at it, because it's pure trash.
And also, you know, sometimes there's a ceremony in watching things. And then like if somebody comes in and like gives a weird opinion, you're like, fuck off.
Like when we were watching Love Island a few years ago, a few of us were really into it. And then I can't remember who it was. Came in and they're like, oh, are you watching this garbage? And I was just like, get out.
Get out.
Get out.
If you're not going to join us, leave.
Seriously. I'd like to know listeners' thoughts on this because it's a weird topic. Also, they're the same girls who are like, bring their boyfriend to like a Dolly Alderton event.
Yeah. No, girly
but there
time.
There must be something behind it. Is it like you want your boyfriend to get to know her? Do you care?
But also, no, I think you're right though, because girly time and girly things are so precious. So, you know, I think everyone has to have their own thing. I think when you do everything together, it's not healthy. Like, you need to have your own interests, your own hobbies, your own trash TV. Like, boys watch endless football. You know, they need their own outlets and you need yours.
I agree.
That Venn diagram doesn't need to mix. Although, trashy rom-com every now and again with white wine hangover, amazing.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, the J-Lo one with, is it Owen Wilson in it? And she's a pop star. Is it called Marry Me?
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. I saw that and it was a lovely experience. For me.
For me. I think movies are easier than TV shows because then you're like, this is my ceremony. This is my space.
I would just be like, he's watching Real Housewives.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From one woman Clara didn't understand to one woman I'm confused about. Ellen DeGeneres.
So I purposely have avoided all of this stuff, so I can't wait for you to tell me everything.
There's not much on it. It's just like the anticipation, but keen to know what you think. So Ellen DeGeneres ended her show in 2022. It ended on like a sour note because during COVID she got a bit of slack because she was saying she was, you know, stay in your homes and, you know, we all feel like prisoners. And people were like, you're living in a ridiculous house in Malibu. Like, don't do that. So that made her more unrelatable. She was always saying, be kind at the end of her show. That was her mantra. And then this whole thing about this toxic work environment came up just before she kind of was packing it in. Mm. And then the whole thing was like, she packed it in because of that, all those stories. And yeah, that was the end of season 19. And she said, she's coming back to do a live special. So that's why this is all coming back up again. She said she was branded the most hated person in America. And it was a huge blow to her ego. And she turned into a recluse in her Malibu mansion. So she's 66 now. And the claims are awful. It was like bullying, racism, sexual harassment by execs. She said, I remember at the time she was like, oh, you know, I shouldn't have let this happen, but very much wasn't taking any kind of ownership. She was like, I kind of passed on the responsibilities to a team of people, and they were the ones doing it. But there was a lot of employees who are ex-employees who came forward, and like all the stuff against her was like not to talk to Ellen.
Yeah,
they had to have mints before speaking to her. If
oh my god, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, because she's a very delicate snout. I do too, but like a lot of people don't eat mints before they talk to me. And then the other one was no fish or meat in catering. Now, I actually agree with the fish one, because if you're in a work environment and that one person brings in fish, nah.
Yeah. The tuna in the microwave, fair.
Yeah. So she didn't really fess up to anything. And she said that she was unaware of all this. And then the like parent company investigated her again, like did an investigation, and she said it was a coordinated misogynistic attack on her. So that's like a board of men, I suppose, getting an investigation done.
Attack.
Anyway, she's been kicked out of show business for being mean, and she was telling everyone to be kind. Obviously there's that really awkward interview with Dakota Johnson.
There's so that many.
It's so uncomfortable, but that I think was kind of a bit of a peek behind what a wench she could be.
Yeah. And it wasn't, there were so many of those, there's so many clips of her like being mean to guests, and it was just being.
And you could always tell who she liked and who she didn't, which with a good talk show host, you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
She'd fawn over Bradley Cooper. She'd be like, oh, well, when we were playing poker in your house last Wednesday, it was all just a bit weird. And now she's best friends with Kris Jenner. Yeah. Very odd. But she's coming out with this new special and she's talking about all this. She's saying, I've been kicked out of show business twice now. Eventually, they're going to kick me out for a third time because I'm mean, old and gay. So the first time, I know she came out on TV and I think she got a bit of hate.
On her show.
Then second, it was for being mean. And I think now she's saying third for being old. But she's not old. She's only 66.
She looks great.
She does. She's a vegan.
God, we're really hating on the vegans today.
Who else?
Oh, no, just what Anne Hathaway said is like, I have the personality of a vegan.
Right. That actually wouldn't surprise me if she was vegan.
I'm sure she is.
I'm a vegetarian. I totally get what that means. But it'll be interesting to see. I think she's doing like, I want to say 6 shows, and she's filming a special, and that's going to be her comeback from becoming a recluse after being named and shamed for being a wench of a boss. Interesting to see. Like, I think celebrities will jump back on to support her.
Be very interesting to see. For me personally, I don't think it's long enough. I think if that happened in 2022, you know, it's only 2024. It's like, that's not even 2 years ago. Like,
also a question, is she doing it for like creativity purposes or is it for money? Because like, she definitely doesn't need any more money.
Doesn't need the money. But I'd say she wants her career back if she's knocking around her big Malibu mansion.
It is very soon. It's basically a year.
Yeah, because like, we're not that far into 2024. And like, if it happened mid-2022, like 2 years just isn't... it's kind of funny with like cancellations, because it's like, well, how long do you cancel someone? You know, it's like, and then it's like a case-by-case basis of when we choose to reaccept them into society. I think coming back swinging, going, everyone hates me, nobody likes me, narrative. Like, her last stand-up, Relatable, did so badly. Like, it really wasn't good.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it did, like, completely flunked. So she hasn't done stand-up in so long, then came back with a Relatable show. That didn't do well, and now you're coming back again. So it seems like she's going back to her roots of stand-up comedy, but... is she trying to just then be like, I fucking like JoJo Siwa, like, hate me, you know, all you want. Bleh, at least you're talking about me. Because like, she'll never get a talk show again. I'd say it's just like boredom and wanting to get your profile back. But
I wonder how those conversations go, though, because I'm just thinking like, so many people have been cancelled.
Mm.
Even like J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Completely disassociated from the franchise she created.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to know the inner workings of how you bring someone back. Like, Anne Hathaway was never cancelled.
No.
Nor was she awarely, like, in the background. Like, we wouldn't know about that, but this feels like she's coming back after something. I won't be watching the Ellen special. Will you?
No, I won't. But well, I would like to know what she's saying, but I don't think I'd watch it. I don't want to give her my click or my view. I'll definitely, like, read about it or, like, figure out what she's saying, but... say with like Lizzo, right? And I think we spoke about this on our 2024 predictions in January. It's one of those things where when will she do her comeback? Like, same with Ellen. Like, they were cancelled for... both of their cancellations were quite similar. But it's like, when are people ready to forgive that? Do you just plow on like J-Lo's doing on her tour when people... J-Lo hasn't really been cancelled, but people are just a bit like... she's just overcooking, and then it's just people are like, ugh, stop that. Say with Lizzo, and Ellen to a certain extent, is like, you've kind of been like pushed off a cliff. And then it's like, well, when do you come back? Because at the end of the day, Lizzo is an artist and is here to like make music and, you know, entertain and do all that stuff. But when you've lost all your credibility, what do you do and how do you come back? Like,
the whole bedrock of her persona was basically challenged.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
People, she apparently was...
the opposite.
Not bullying. I don't know if she was bullying. I can't remember what it was. You know, backup dancers and stuff. And, like, giving out to them for the stuff that she celebrated for and that she flaunts.
But the two of them would have had a target on their back. I think if you're going around... telling everyone, be kind, or what Lizzo was saying of like, you're beautiful and like positivity and spreading all this love and acceptance. You need to be bulletproof clear, because a target will be on your back, and that you're just inviting in people to take advantage of that. So like, you need to, if I was Lizzo, you need to be fucking tipping waiters before they serve you. You need to be like paying it forward, because there is this whole image you need to protect. And if that isn't you.
Also with online stuff, it's so much easier to track people's behavior.
Yeah. And these dancers, they have enough evidence to have a case against her. Whether it's true or not, that'll all be decided. But like, how could you think that you wouldn't get caught?
Is it going to court?
Yeah, pretty sure. February 2nd, a judge denied Lizzo's motion to toss out a bombshell sexual harassment lawsuit.
Oh.
So, no, it's not going anywhere. Yeah. Anyway, I just think with, I don't know, it's like, how long does somebody go into the dog shed? Doghouse. How long do they go there? The dog shed. You know, it's like, when
get
are we...
get back in your shed.
Get back in your shed. But when is like too... when's... like, we're saying Ellen is too soon... like, when's Lizzo going to come back? Like, how do you...
I
like,
mean, maybe it's not too soon. I'm just like, oh, you're coming back.
Oh, I think it's definitely too soon. I don't know what she's...
We'll see when Willie Smith comes back. When will that be?
Yeah. God, people love to cancel, don't they?
I know.
Cancel culture sometimes goes too far. And then it's like,
definitely gone too far.
And if, yeah, and if people don't have...
It's not fair to just get cancelled because of a comment you said that might have been in response to something like... do you know what I mean?
And then your whole career's over. Or if
it's,
like,
not all, it's not all black and white. You can't...
No.
Like, and I don't agree with a lot of the stuff.
And if you don't agree with someone, you can't just say you don't agree with their views. You can't just cancel them because you just don't like... It removes, like, debate and differencing of opinions, which is what makes our world so beautiful. But then there's also Ellen, like, having a toxic work culture and bullying people and all that stuff. So
there was a quote on Real Housewives to end on. And they said... Now, this is obviously situational. I'm not saying this can be used in everything. But they said... Just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right.
The gospel according to Housewives.
I can't remember who said it. And I remember saying, wowee.
That's right. That's good.
Just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right.
I love that.
Yeah, to leave you on that sermon by the Blessed Housewives. I'm not sure which franchise. I'll try and figure it out. Recommendation this week.
Sophie, you're up.
It's coming from me. I was actually debating whether to talk about this as my topic, but I didn't really. I just think she's fabulous. I didn't have much to talk about.
Go crazy. It's
Sophia, Friday. Sophia Bush has kind of come out in this new glamour feature that she's done. Sophia Bush, many of you will know her from One Tree Hill. Mm-hmm. Love her. She's like an activist. She's like, she's so amazing. She's real inspiration for women. But she's just after coming out and, you know, she talks about how her marriage fell apart and she was doing a play in London. What's that one? 21
Jump Street?
The Time one? No.
Oh.
Is it 20? What's it called?
Not the Ghost Story one, no.
Yeah. It's the Time.
212
and
or
all the celebrities do it.
Cheryl Cole,
Laura Whitmore,
Malfoy, the big guns.
All, yeah. Anyway, she was doing it, and I think a week in or something, it was announced that her marriage was over, and I think she had to end the play early. She kind of talks about that. It's really, really bears all. She's so fabulous. I love her. But I thought it was a good read. That's my recommendation.
Where? What article is it? Where is it in?
It's her glamour feature, but she does it. She's done it all on her Instagram, but you can see the link. And then she's also done a corresponding interview with Glamour magazine as well.
Go, Sophia.
Hopefully you enjoy that, folks. We're wishing you a very happy Tuesday, hopefully, on a Tuesday morning. Should it be a Wednesday afternoon? Very happy. Happy afternoon to you. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe and give us a follow on Instagram at Clazy Cabana at Soph_Lyons. Until next time, goodbye.
After all.